KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, hazy sunshine, and 70 degrees. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston say a Decatur County man was arrested Thursday morning on charges that include criminal mischief in the fourth degree and burglary in the third degree. 37-year-old Jared Johnson of Garden Grove was arrested at around 4:50 a.m. at 208 Maple Street in Creston. Johnson was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. And a Creston woman reported to police on Thursday that her red 2003 Ford F-150 pickup had been stolen from the parking lot at R Realty at 114 North Elm Street in Creston. The theft happened sometime between 10 p.m. Wednesday and the overnight early morning hours on Thursday. The loss was estimated at $11,000. A reminder from Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman that nomination papers may be circulated now through September 17th for the November 3rd city elections in Cass County. Papers may be filed with the county auditor's office beginning on August 24th and until September 17th. The process for filing nomination petitions is available under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In Cass County, these offices will appear on the ballots for their respective cities on November 3rd. In Oneida, the mayor, incumbent is Tim Miller. Two at-large council seats, the current incumbents are Jeff Bonesack and Thomas Harris. In Atlantic, there will be a Council Ward 1 position on the ballot. The incumbent is Chris Jimerson. Council Ward 3, with incumbent Ashley Hayes. Council Ward 4, incumbent is Linda Hartkoff. Council Ward 5, a vacancy for a four-year term ending in January 2018, currently held by appointee Richard Cassidy. Also, Council at Large, incumbent Dana Halder. And one Atlantic Parks and Rec Board position. The incumbent there is Stuart Dusenberry. In Cumberland, the mayor's position comes up for a vote on November 3rd. Incumbent is Virginia Coughlin. Also, there will be two at-large council seats. Incumbents are Sandra Armstrong and Sandy Eversole. And one at-large council vacancy position filled by or currently appointed by Scott Becker. In Griswold, the mayor's term comes up for re-election. Incumbent is Lee Wyman. There's also three at-large council seats with incumbents Lisa Cook, Larry Mundorf, and Ryan Askland. In Lewis, the mayor's term will be up for election. The incumbent there, Don Coors, and three at-large council seats with incumbents currently Dwayne Scott Anderson, Ryan Archibald, and Bethany Nichols. In Marnie, the mayor's term also comes up for election with the incumbent Randall Baxter and five at-large council seats. The incumbents are Alan Cranston, Randy Fisher, Lori Holste, Randy Henningsen, and Angela Redler. In Messina, the mayor's term will come up for election. The incumbent is Linda Reinecke, and there are also three at-large council seats with incumbents Adam McCunn, Micah Lee, and Kevin McCunn. And in Wyota, the mayor's term comes up for re-election as well, and that is for incumbent J. Ford Lillard. And there are two at-large council seats that will be on the ballot with incumbents Eric Johnson and John Schwarty. Elsewhere in the news, the State Board of Education unanimously adopted new state standards Thursday for what Iowa school kids in grades kindergarten through high school should know and be able to do in science. The Education Department's Bureau Chief for Standards and Curriculum, Erica Cook, said the new guidelines are the result of months of work from a state review team.
We are hoping with the performance expectations that classrooms teach kids to think like a scientist when that's appropriate, and also have integrated engineering concepts that will be integrated throughout the classroom.
Cook says the goal was to refocus the way science is taught.
We're hoping the classrooms continue to come alive for our students, and they can learn to behave like scientists. And the most important thing is so they can become excited about science and engineering and continue learning and studying that throughout their lives.
She says each individual district will determine how the new guidelines are implemented.
The department will, now that these science standards have passed, create guidance and helping districts, and we will put together professional development opportunities as well. And so those will be decisions that school districts will make.
Cook says they got a lot of input, majority of public comments on the next generation science standards, and those were favorable. She says it's important to review the standards.
Because times do change, and we want our students of Iowa to be up on the basically strongest standards in each of the core content area and the way things are taught. We want to be leaders in education.
The core content she talked about also includes statewide academic standards in social studies, English language arts, math, and the 21st century skills of civic literacy, employability, financial literacy, health literacy, and technology literacy. A summer externship program is allowing Iowa STEM teachers to work side-by-side with industry employees so they can gain a better understanding of those fields and help prepare students for potential careers. Participating teachers earn a stipend and a graduate credit through the Iowa Governor's STEM Advisory Council program. STEM encompasses science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's the seventh year the council has operated the program, which wrapped up last month. Almost 40 teachers completed work ranging from manufacturing to data analysis at businesses across Iowa. Cedar Falls High School industrial technology teacher Chad Anderson gained some experience in computer numerical control machining, or CNC, during an externship at the Greater Machining and Manufacturing Company. The Iowa Department of Public Health says funding appropriated by the Iowa legislature to the department is available to assist qualifying families with costs associated with the death of a child. The program is administered statewide through Page County Public Health. The legislature approved $100,000 for the program in July of 2014, and applications may be retroactive to that date. Funds are available to help families with expenses, including funeral, burial, cremation, cemetery costs, and grave marker costs. Funds are reimbursable to the family, funeral director, or monument retailer at the discretion of the family. Families must meet certain qualifications and complete an application for the funding. The qualifications include must be an unintended death of a child under the age of 18, must meet income requirements of 145% of the federal poverty guidelines, must comply with submission of the documents that include pay stubs or previous year's taxes, and a copy of the death certificate. To request an application for funding assistance, you can contact Angie Hakes. Her number is 712-850-1212, extension 212. You can also make a request by mail or fax at Page County Public Health at 112 East Main Street in Clarinda, the zip code 51632. Their fax number is 712-542-5030. All this information is available on the same story under the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the final roster of entertainment for this Saturday's Atlantic Fest. All-day live entertainment is brought to you by stage partner A.M. Coron & Son and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Beginning at 11 a.m., there will be performances by Salute Gymnastics, Villa Dance at 12:15, and Dance Atlantic at 1:30. Music and vocals from Samantha Rose takes place from 11:50 to 12:10 p.m. Saturday. Randy Elwood from 105 to 125. Jessica Parkinson from 220 to 245. Reagan Watson from 250 to 310. Lynn Hansen from 315 to 335. Christy Anderson from 3:40 to 4 p.m. and Sarah Selders from 4:05 to 4:25. The entertainment stretches into the night as well on Saturday in the Atlantic Beer Fest, Atlantic Fest Beer Garden, with local bands Glass House Prophet performing from 5 to 8 p.m. and Dirt Road Divide from 8:30 until 11:30. The Beer Garden opens at 2 o'clock tomorrow and runs until 11:30 p.m. during Atlantic Fest. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.